Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us this Saturday some fine folks from Hospice of the Ozarks, Elaine Essery and Charlotte Rep. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Elaine, you brought Charlotte in today. We've got a special guest.
I did. Charlotte is our bereavement coordinator, and it is such an amazing program for not only our hospice patients, but people in the community. And I'd like Charlotte to tell your viewers all about our program.
Well, Charlotte, welcome. Glad to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
How long have you been with Hospice of the Ozarks?
13 and a half years, if you can imagine it. The time has just gone so fast. It's just amazing.
Come in contact and met a ton of fine people I know.
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your work with Hospice of the Ozarks. You're the bereavement coordinator.
Yes, and I have had that position since 2011. I facilitate support groups that meet twice a week. And on Mondays, our support group meets from 1 to 3, and that is at St. Peter's Catholic Church in the parish library. Our support group on Monday has outgrown our conference room, so we have about 20-plus who attend that group on Mondays. Trinica Self is our main facilitator for that group, and that group is not only for our families of deceased patients, but also for the community.
Well, it's good and bad. It's good that you have so many people that can come together and work through this process together, but it's also sad that it's outgrown all the space you have.
Yes.
There's, you know, so you have to take the good and bad together with that.
Yes. And we also have a support group that meets on Tuesday evening from 6 to 8. That support group is for people who work and may not be able to make it to the Monday group. And we have a lesson each week that we go by. So it's a structured support group.
And is there a time frame? I mean, can you just come for however long you want? Or
yes, you can. You know, lots of times when we go through our lesson the first time, and especially if they've just lost their loved one, it's like some of the things just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. So the second time that they go through the lessons, it starts to make more sense and click. And it's also a safe environment that people can express themselves. You know, so many times the family does not know what to do with their loved one after they've lost somebody. So these people come together, share ideas. In fact, they even get together the first Monday of each month and go out to eat. This is one less meal that they have to prepare, and also one less meal that they have to eat alone. So there's that awesome connection with each other.
This is a hard time of year. You and I talked about this before the show started.
Yes.
You know, we always focus on the holidays and reaching out to those that we know have lost someone and going through a difficult stretch. We always reach out to them during the holidays. But now we're in January, and it's freezing cold outside.
Yes, it is.
And it feels like it's been gray for weeks on end. The weekends themselves have been, you know, nasty the past couple of weeks. And it's just a really hard time of year when you're going through loss.
Yes. And this support group, they have made a phone list so that they can reach out to others who are having a bad time. Sometimes they just get together, go to a show, go have a cup of coffee, some of those things just to get them out of the house and with other people.
Elaine, tell us, I mean, this is such a unique offering for our community that Hospice of the Ozarks is able to provide. What has it meant for your organization?
I'll tell you, it has been incredible. When we hear back from people, and I want to say Charlotte's amazing, the cards that we get into the office, and even people sending in donations, they will say they would have never, or they didn't know how they would have got through that time of loss if it wasn't for Charlotte's support and the support group and people that they have met along the way. So it's really incredible to see the impact that this group has on helping people continue after loss. It's just been amazing.
And it's not necessarily, you know, some people, they're still struggling years down the road after a loss.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't, it can be wherever you are on that journey, you know, this group is for you.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think, you know, I always tell people everyone's on their own clock. There's no set time where, you know, people say, you know, they should be over it or they don't know what's going on. It's a very personal journey.
Absolutely.
So I think the fact that we have this program, it helps so many people in so many different ways. So we're very proud of it.
If there's someone who's listening and they have had someone mention to them before, now there's this bereavement group that hospice offers, maybe you should go, or maybe this could help you. But they're still having a hard time making that commitment. Going the first time is always the hardest time for any of us in anything that we're doing. But how can we help, you know, those that we love who might need something like this? How can we help them make that call or sign up to go or show up that first night?
Well, actually, that's a good question. I also offer one-on-one counseling with people because sometimes the support group is not for them. And they're, you know, people laugh at me. People, you know, have different ideas of what could happen. But they will meet the most loving and outgoing people that this community has. We have one gentleman who's been coming to the Monday support group for probably 3 to 4 years. He comes to tell others, you're going to make it. It's going to be okay because I've been right where you have sat and know what you're going through. So please keep coming. We do recommend that people come at least 3 times just to see if that is a good fit for them. And there again, they can come and or just call the hospice office and ask for me. And I will make an appointment to see them sooner than later.
And you can always make that call by calling Hospice of the Ozarks at 508-1771. Again, that's 508-1771. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with folks from the Hospice of the Ozarks. There's a complete list of the support groups and different groups that are available. You can give them a call. They're at the offices of Hospice at 508-1771. Charlotte, you were kind of telling us in the break, there's support groups outside of Mountain Home as well.
Yes.
If people don't want to drive into town.
Yes. That support group is at Kirby's Funeral Home in Bull Shoals, that has a smaller population, but it still is for the people who may not want to drive to Mountain Home. And it has been very, very good for the people in that area.
Elaine, before we know it, it's going to be summertime. I know it doesn't look like it outside today, but it will warm up. Trust us, Twin Lakes listeners, it will warm up. And when it does, Hospice of the Ozarks is going to have a new building they're going to be opening.
We are. So we're very excited to see the progress that's going on. It looks like the end of July, we're going to be moving in. And with that said, in regards to the support groups, we will be able to hold meetings and programs like that within our new building because we will have the space. And very excited to also, we're going to have a grand opening in August along with our Donor Appreciation Day. So it's going to be an all-day event where we will have a good time and be able to invite people to eat with us and tour with us, and it's a very exciting time for us this year.
We used to call those comfortable shoe days. It's
gonna. That's right. I don't know. Yes. I still like those heels. So we'll see. I also want to mention that, you know, it is our 40th anniversary this year.
Wow, so that's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. So moving in the new building, and we're, you know, our annual fundraiser that we had in November, we have now moved it to June of every year. So it's going to be June 8th. And the theme of that is going to be our 40 years. And so all year long, we are doing some very special things to honor Hospice of the Ozarks. Because it's been just very humble to be serving Baxter and Marion counties for that long.
It's hard to believe 40 years after all the growth and changes and everything that's gone on from that side of it. But my gosh, I mean, have y'all been able to even consider how many people have been helped in 40 years?
Over 10,000 patients and
their
families.
You have counted it up.
Yeah.
Golly.
Wow. So it's, when we were going through everything, we just thought, oh my God, it's absolutely incredible that people have allowed us to be on this journey with them. And, you know, starting in someone's basement and Mountain Home mm-hmm. and grown to what we are now, it's mm-hmm. pretty amazing.
You know, and the population of the county is 40,000. So it's almost, I mean, one in four have been touched by Hospice of the Ozarks.
Yes, in some fashion. Yes, they have.
And that's why the support groups are so important. And that's why the work that Charlotte's doing with all those people helps so much. Again, Charlotte, if someone out there is listening and they haven't been able to take that last step to call and visit with someone, but they know that what they're feeling can't go on forever. How can we best help them?
Just please call. Just pick up the telephone and call 508-1771.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.